This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Bob Zimmerman. Stranded cosmonauts, well, they call them taconauts in China. Bob explains how this came about. In the medieval days, it was a literary construction hoisted by his own petard, referring to blown up by a bomb you placed. This is the Chinese dealing with hoisted by their own petard. In this case, their anti-satellite test of many years ago has damaged their ability to return to Earth. What is to be done? Bob explains how they got into this fix. Don't practice anti-satellite. Don't blow things up in low Earth orbit. Would be a beginning, but here we go. Bob Zimmerman, much more of this later.
Well, China a few years ago did an anti-satellite test explosion in space where they destroyed one of their satellites. The result was a gigantic amount of space junk in the orbits that space stations generally fly. And guess who has been putting up and launching astronauts to a space station? China. They've got the Tiangong 3 space station in orbit, and they've been occupying it continuously now for the last like 3-4 years. Well, they sent up a new crew last week, which meant the old crew could come back, and it was supposed to come back earlier this week. But guess what? They can't come back at the moment because China has revealed that a suspected impact from some space debris has damaged the capsule, and they're assessing the situation. They haven't given us any specifics. We don't know where. We don't know how big. We don't know how bad the damage is. But the crew at the moment is stranded. They don't want to use this capsule until they've got a better idea of what's going on. They have supplies on the station. So China has an assembly line of new capsules like Russia, so they could send up an unmanned capsule to dock and dump the old one to give these guys a way down. But they have not told us what they're going to do, John.